Christmas tree and Christmas lights.
Beautiful symbols of the brightness of Jesus.
The lowly manger in Bethlehem town.
A humble symbol of the brightness of Jesus.
The angels and the bright star shining.
Powerful symbols of the brightness of Jesus.
As we gather in your name, O Lord, to worship you.
We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This morning, if you haven't figured out, the children are having their Christmas program, which I absolutely enjoy every year, so I turn it over to them now to present the gospel message.
Not only is the Christmas tree more than just a pretty decoration, but it is also a symbol that tells God's story of salvation. Two trees are sometimes placed in the church at Christmas time. The first tree reminds us of our sins, for it was through a tree in the Garden of Eden that the sin came into the world. God said to Adam and Eve, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat it, you shall surely die." Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 through 17. But Adam and Eve disobeyed God and ate the fruit of that tree. The color red at Christmas time reminds us of that fruit in the first sin. Since Adam and Eve brought sin into the world, everyone is born a sinner and is condemned to death. The Apostle Paul writes in the book of Romans, "Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spreads to all men because all sin." Chapter 5, verse 12.
Red also reminds us that our sins are like scarlet and red as crimson. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. There are no lights, because this tree symbolizes the dark night of sin. But Jesus came away and took away this dark night of sin. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24.
The evergreen tree reminds us of the tree that Jesus died on, because the tip of each branch is in the shape of a cross. Christmas trees are green all year round, which reminds us of the eternal life we will have with Jesus one day. Even the shape of the evergreen trees reminds us of Jesus. They point straight up to heaven. The Christmas tree is a symbol of salvation.
Through one tree came sin and death. Now the world was broken. Through one tree came life and breath. God himself has spoken. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace. I will see you face to face.
Thank you.
It is said that St. Francis of Assisi set up the first live nativity scene, complete with a manger, hay, and live animals. He wanted people to focus on the birth of Jesus rather than on materialism and gift-giving. The nativity scene, or creche, reminds us how the Son of God came into the world as a baby to be our Savior. Jesus left heaven and became poor so that one day we could go to heaven and share in its riches.
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his proven might became rich. 2 Corinthians 8:9. The creche reminds us that Jesus came to be our Savior of all people. Jesus humbled himself to be born a little human baby who was laid in a manger for a bed. Jesus is not only true man, but also true God, and he is the King of all kings. The manger is a symbol of salvation.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each of his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7.
In the manger, Jesus lays, born to be a blessing. What did all those shepherds say? Joyfully confessing. Thank you, Jesus, Lamb of God. Sweeping with the cat and nod.
Such a place.
we often hear of angels bringing a special message from God, but never did an angel have such a glorious message as on the first Christmas Eve. The angel's song announced the birth of Jesus, our salvation. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." Luke 2:8-14.
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see if this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. Luke 2:15-20.
Gloria, the angels sang, shining with God's glory. All the skies with music ring as they told their story. Thank you, Jesus, God on high, sent for us to live in that.
The stars born the night in Bethlehem. It is fitting that a great star shone in the heavens to point the way to the Savior. Stars remind us of the great power and majesty of our God. Stars beckon us to look beyond ourselves to the one who came to give us life. The Christmas star led the way to Jesus, our salvation. That special star guided the wise men from the east to the place where Jesus was born. Matthew writes, "The star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh." Matthew 2:9-11.
In the sky, a Christmas star shone from all creation. All could see it from afar. Christ came from each nation. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Bring us all to you above.
Gentle Mary.
Let us now go in peace, Lord. Our eyes have seen your salvation,
which you have prepared for all peoples.
A light to reveal you to the nations.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us for worship this morning. I think the kids have done a wonderful job proclaiming the gospel message. Can we give them a round of applause, please? And the teachers were all worried, and the parents were worried, were your kids going to make a mistake? They did perfect. Perfect job.